Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth again on WJCB Radio. I think I will finish up this teaching this week on the living bread. You know, often we have a tendency of using our emotions as a substitute for the Spirit of Christ. We often sadly think that the Spirit is something we ought to suppose to feel emotionally, but nope. We hear it all the time. I feel a strong anointing in this room or whatever. And for those who do not feel something well, they think, what is wrong with me? Well, no, they are right. And what is usually taught under that supposed strong anointing is terrible heresy and lies. Or we honor God in a song service, which is another topic I need to address someday, with demonstrative tears and raised hands, but perhaps our hearts and thoughts are far from Him. Many of us, knowing we must have faith to please God, try to generate it with good feelings or by some talking ourselves into some point of faith. This and much more is nothing more than our natural man substituting some aspects of our natural man's makeup for what is supposed to be real in Christ. Now, I am not saying that the true spiritual life happens to the disregard of natural man. Heavens no. The natural man does react to Christ in us, but I am saying that it is possible that rather than the reaction to Christ, we often at times just bypass Him and make our flesh act the way that we think we ought to act. My Bible teacher Charles Hahn always says the more that we handle the things of God, the less of God is going to be moving in us, and that is so true, my friend. But this is not what God wants. God does not want us to merely act like Christians. Oh, no. Rather, He wants us to be fully open and honest to Him. And then out of our sincerity and truth, He wants us to live in Christ. Oh, wow. Till Christ be glorified in us. Till Christ be glorified in us. Galatians 4:19. I hope I'm not misunderstood here when I say this. Now open up your spirit. God would rather have us stumble and confess things. He would rather have that than for us to put on a big act that we see in church often because we think that is what He wants us to do. But that's not true. Any confessed failure is better than a fake success. Let me say that again. Any fake failure is better than any confessed failure is better than a faked failure. You know, we see this in Exodus 15, 20, and 21. Moses writes of his sister Miriam after God delivered the children of Israel from Pharaoh's 600 chariots. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a tambourine in her hand, and all of the women went out after her with a tambourine and with dances. Verse 21, Miriam answered them, saying, "Ye to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider He has thrown into the sea." What a joyous time of celebration. God delivered the children of Israel from the Egyptians. And Miriam and the ladies, they got tambourines and they sung and they danced. But wait a minute. In Numbers 12 and 1, we see where Miriam and Aaron, Miriam's brother, or Moses' brother and sister, spoke against Moses because he married an Ethiopian woman. For this, Miriam was struck with leprosy. We read in Numbers 12 and 10, "And the cloud departed off of the temple, off of the tabernacle, and behold," the word "behold" there, stop, look, and listen, "Miriam became leprous, white as snow, and Aaron looked upon her, and behold, she was leprous." Now, this speaking against Moses by Miriam, and I would say by Aaron also happened while the Egyptian woman was traveling with them before, let me say this again, before the Red Sea. My point is Marian carried bad feelings and downright hatred through the Red Sea for this Ethiopian woman. Her thoughts and her anger for the Ethiopian woman was in her heart when she picked up the tambourine and she danced, and you know, the Lord did this wondrous, you know, miracle for us, you know, the wonders, the song of victory. You know, we can have evil thoughts in our heart and in us, maybe even unconfessed sin. Yet in church we can dance and sing like Marian, but make no mistake, my friend, God's day is coming. He will take care of all of these issues and thoughts in our heart if we desire for that to happen. You know, the natural man and the woman and the natural woman does not have anything in them that is from above. Let me say that again. The natural man and the natural woman has nothing in them that is from above. Thus, only that which is given freely in Christ from above is of any value. Wow. Only that which is given freely in Christ from above is of any value. The work of the Holy Spirit is therefore to crucify the natural man, to break the power therein so that the new life in Christ might emerge. Wow. Now, our responsibility in all of this is to present our natural man, our natural woman to, you know, to the Lord. The result, as we yield to God and pick up our cross, it is not a script to follow, oh no, or an act that we must put on for God, but the result is new life. Wow, new life. Christ in us, hope of glory. Christ being formed in us and living through us, throughout us, even into the world. Why are we changed? So we can go to heaven? Nope. So our life can be easy on earth? Nope. Oh no. We are changed so that we can be the expression of Christ, the expression of Christ to our friends and to our family and to even all into the world. Now, my friend, if we cannot tell people about Christ through our lives, do you think our word is going to matter? Let me say that again. If we cannot tell people about Christ through our life, do you think our words will convince them? They need to stop what they're doing, change the directions, repent, and turn to Christ for what He has for their life. Not in our words alone, but they must be able to see that in our life. If our life does not muster up to what the Bible says, how we should live, then do we think anyone will listen to our words? That answer is no, my friend. By all means, we must preach and teach the Word of God. Share the good news of the gospel message, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But as important as those are, those who hear our words must be able to see Christ in us and us in Christ. And what perfects our life is the work of the cross and God's dealing and judgments in our life. It is one thing to say we are sinners saved by grace, but it is far, far different. Oh yes, so far different and so more meaningful to know that we are sinners saved by grace. Wow, wow. My friend, the cross is the instrument on which God purges the old leaven. The cross is the instrument by which God purges the leaven. Not the wooden cross that Jesus died on, but the cross, our troubles and our difficulties in those areas in our life that God begins to work in our life. What then is left is the unleavened bread of truth. Wow, that is Christ in us. That is Christ not sanctifying us, oh no, but Christ as our one and only sanctification. He is the living bread. He is the unleavened bread. He is the bread of truth. Amen. Okay, well, next week I would like to start another of what I call the series is Christ as the good tree. Now, not too many Christians think of Christ as being a good tree, but oh, yes, he is. Okay, for homework, please read Matthew 7:17 through 18 and Matthew 12:33 for next week. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week. And that you can be able to see that tree. And remember, in our life, it's not the fruit that we should be eating of. It is the tree, the good tree. God bless. Talk to you all next week. Amen.